dignity and freedom and tolerance, liberté, fraternité, égalité.
That was Leinster House's longest-serving Senator David Norris speaking at the time of the passing of the marriage equality referendum in 2015. Since we've come on air, David Norris has delivered his final speech to the Shannon after four decades in public life. Although a renowned Joyce scholar, he became a household name here for his campaign to decriminalise homosexuality, which was eventually achieved in 1993. We've been speaking to David Norris as he prepares to stand down after 36 years of service. I began by asking him what criminalisation of homosexuality had meant for gay people in Ireland when he began his campaign in the 1970s.
Well, it meant that there was a black mark against people for something that was in their nature, that it was nothing for which they were personally responsible. And I thought that was completely unfair and discriminatory. So I decided to take it on.
And why do you think that you decided to take on that mantle? Because at the time, I mean, it's no exaggeration to say that people might have thought you were the only gay in Ireland.
Well, yes. In fact, the Irish Times used to refer to me as the Irish homosexual. There's only one of me.
So what do you think it was that drove you then to put your head over the parapet?
Well, I think it was a sense of unfairness, the injustice of it. But once I got into the Senate, I also took on quite a few other issues. I mean, with Sean Barrett and John Crown, my wonderful colleagues, we saved the Senate when Ed Ender wanted to abolish it. Then I started the Foreign Affairs Committee. We were unusual in Europe in that we didn't have a Foreign Affairs Committee. So those are a few of the things that I managed to accomplish. But also, there were some things that I wasn't so successful on, like I raised the question of Tibet, which is a real tragedy, where the Tibetan people are outnumbered in their own country 2-1 by Han Chinese. And then there was the underground. Fergal Quinn and myself put down a motion, and we were looking for an underground railway in Dublin. And Mary O'Rourke, the minister, was quite favourably inclined towards him, but there again, it got nowhere.
What do you think, though, you learnt from that early campaign, particularly the legal struggles in relation to decriminalisation? Because it wasn't until it went to Europe that the issue was found in your favour.
Well, that suited me perfectly, because there had been a complete silence on the subject of homosexuality. In the 1960s, sexuality was hardly talked about at all. And I wanted the publicity, and we certainly got it. I mean, as a result of the law cases, the whole subject was on the front page day after day after day, and that's exactly what I was looking for.
And eventually it was Maura Kagan Quinn, wasn't it, who legislated here?
It was, absolutely, and she was splendid. I think it was just as well that it waited the 5 years between the judgment in Europe and the implementation of the new law, because the first minister involved was Ray Burke, and he wasn't the most progressive person. And then it was left to Maura Kagan Quinn, who had also spoken to the mother of a gay son, who was very active, Phil Moore.
Who are your own political and indeed other heroes?
Well, of course, my wonderful friend, the late Dr. Noel Brown. He was very significant. And then there was the Dean of St. Patrick's, who was a great friend, Victor Griffin. They were very progressive people.
You've mentioned St. Patrick's. Is your religious faith important to you?
Very much so, yes. Because it creates a meaning in life that I think is fundamental. I mean, otherwise, we're just an accident, and a cosmic accident, and there's no meaning or no rhyme to living.
And did it give you strength during that very bruising presidential election campaign in 2011, which people may recall?
Yes, it certainly did. The presidential campaign had its very positive aspects as well. I mean, I went around all the farmers' markets and bought masses of homemade jam and honey and all these kind of things. But then when the media got stuck in, I mean, they gave me a terrible time. And they told all kinds of dreadful lies about me. But I didn't lie down under it, and I sued them, and I made quite a pile of money.
So what are your plans for today? What's going to be happening today?
Well, we're having a lovely afternoon tea in the Senate, and apparently it's going to be quite formal. The Cathaoirleac is coming out to meet me and so on and so forth. And my wonderful PA and secretary, Miriam, is picking me up with her husband, and we're driving down there. And you know, it'll be just a lovely, happy family kind of thing, because Leinster House, as you know, is a wonderful sort of family.
And your own retirement plans now? Well, retirement from the Shannon, but not retirement, complete retirement, I suspect.
No, I won't be retiring completely. I mean, I'll be taking up issues. I mean, for example, the referendum, I'll be urging people to vote yes in both referenda. So there will be things like that from time to time.
And how's your health, David?
My health is splendid.
Good.
For somebody who's just 80 years old, I'm remarkable. I'm kept alive on pills, of course. I mean, at my age, everybody takes pills.
And there will, of course, be a by-election for your Trinity seat, and you've talked about that campaign to retain the Shannon. What role does it play in our political life, or what role do you like to see it playing in our political life?
Well, I've always said that the Senate is not an oppositional. It's not opposed to government. It's supposed to be helpful. It revises legislation. It improves. And sometimes, if necessary, it sounds a warning signal that there are mistakes in legislation and so on. But we can't actually, we can hold up legislation, but we cannot prevent it going through.
Right.
We can suggest to government that it needs to be looked at again.
Right. And the campaign that you were very much part of to retain the Shannon against that proposal from Endicenny, that was what was at the heart of that campaign, was it?
Yes, absolutely. We wanted a kind of independent Senate. And I think the idea of abolishing it was a complete and utter mistake. I mean, Enda's a very decent man. But he was wrong on this occasion.
And the people agreed with you when the votes were counted.
They did eventually.
And will you be still travelling and speaking and meeting people around the country and delivering those very entertaining after-dinner speeches?
No, that is over. No, at 80 I've withdrawn from that.
All right, well,
I wouldn't have the strength, to be quite honest with you, because I used to speak for about half an hour. And people used to take bets on how long I was going to go on for and so on. And I gave it my all, but I wouldn't be able for it now.
Senator David Norris, who today stands down as a member of Shannon Éireann.